This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a party. We don't need.
All right, 7 after the hour. This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug. Jennifer is floating around somewhere. Victoria is floating around somewhere. I'm just thankful that we are all together and able to be together with you every day. Kara Schiller is at the controls in our studio in Washington. The pictures and the video of the Obamas are hysterical. He already looks like he shaved a few years off of his life by just getting out of there. And he's making statements about some things that are going on. I don't think he will criticize Trump directly. I think if he has something to say, it'll be about whatever the issue is at the moment. But that's not really, I'm just looking. As somebody who can get beyond, see, there are some of you, some Americans, who just think he's no good, period, through and through. I think he was a good president, but I don't think that he's no good through and through. I think you all, in a position like that, you have to compromise no matter what. Trump's going to compromise and not be able to be what he wants to be. Certainly George Bush was compromised. Bill Clinton compromised. I don't know if I ever felt like Ronald Reagan was really compromised, other than the influence that came from Cheney and Rumsfeld when it came to things like energy, that kind of stuff. I think he let himself be compromised. But then you look at some of the video of Obama being on Richard Branson's island, and
it makes you wonder, doesn't it?
You know what? He's got his hat on backwards.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, I like the backwards
shorts.
Hat.
You look at the pictures of the girls. Malia was at the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Did you know that?
Oh, Malia.
Malia, did I say it wrong? I always
You know, most of the people that are at that pipeline protest are actually out-of-towners, which is interesting. That's
right.
Become typical now, it seems, with protests.
Right, bring them in. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting. But looking at some of the social media comments about the Obamas and their outfits that they've been wearing on vacation down at that island, it just... the way they look casual, they look like they're enjoying themselves, look like they're having fun. Good. What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that. On vacation. Give him a break. Leave him alone. All right. Let's get back to the issues of the day. Girl Scout cookies on sale now. One.
Sign me up.
Girl Scout, New Jersey Girl Scout, said yesterday when she was interviewed by somebody, she had put out her cookies for sale, and she said she was asked to describe the cookies, and she said the following: bleak, flavorless, a gluten-free wasteland.
Okay, but to be fair, she described some of the others in like a very delicious way, but she rated all these cookies, and yeah, the gluten-free ones were not her favorite, apparently.
Gluten-free ones didn't,
Are the gluten-free ones more expensive than the normal ones, or are they all like $10 still? They're all really expensive.
So I just bought Girl Scout cookies from this cute girl who accosted me at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
And she comes up and she goes, oh, this is my first year. She was not even a Girl Scout. She wasn't even a brownie. She was a daisy. So she was like really cute and little. And she goes, and she's carrying this bag. She's like, I'd really like to sell some Girl Scout cookies. Would you like one? And of course, what are you going to do? So
say no.
$6 for the new ones. You know, the s'mores ones that we talked about. I'm like, oh, I'll at least try the new ones.
Uh-huh.
$6 for 16 cookies.
Wow. What an outrage. That's a
My mom got the Samoas, and I think they were 15 cookies for $5.
Yeah.
Is that crazy? That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
They might as well just say, you know what, here's what it is. This is a donation to the Girl Scouts, and in exchange, we're going to give you a box of cookies. Because when you start thinking about value, it's not so great.
No. All right, another consumer news. Let's see what we got here. There's a story floating around this week about milk. And you know, as a sort of fanatical farmer, the American Family Farmer radio program that I do that's heard on some of these stations every weekend, focusing on the locavore movement and what's going on in the food chain from your favorite local farmer. So this is a study. Actually, it was a comparison piece on cow's milk versus some of the vegan milk that's currently on the market.
Soy or almond.
Almond, that kind of stuff. They acknowledge that with all the different kinds of milk out there, it's hard sometimes to know what you're getting. It's hard to know how to make the right choice. An 8-ounce glass of cow's milk, my cow's, the Jerseys give more butterfat. Mm-hmm. The average raw cow's milk has 8 grams of protein in a glass, calcium, potassium, lots of vitamin B12, that kind of thing. And the protein levels vary depending on the kind of cow's milk. If it's a Jersey, it's richer. Brown cows give more butterfat in their milk than do black cows. Black cows give more milk, but it's not as good. The quality's not as good. Anyway, so then there are these other milk alternatives that have protein, but most of the plant-based milks don't have any amount of nutrient at all, basically. It's like drinking zero fat. You know how they sell you milk? Sometimes it's either all 4% butterfat, or it's 2%, or it's 1%, or it's none. Most of the stuff I've maintained this over the years, most of the processed milk is like drinking white water anyway, because they cook everything out of it when they get rid of the bacteria, the E. coli, that sort of stuff. But they also, doing that in terms of safety, what they will try to sell you is safety. It gets rid of all of the value. There's no nutrient. If you compare the nutritional value of a glass of my milk from the cows, the raw milk, to what you get in the store, again, it's like drinking white water. And apparently, that's about what you get when you're using these other kinds of milk. The conclusion that they came up with in this overview, you, if you're consuming this stuff, need to be mindful and check out the nutrition label to see what it is that's important to you. If you just want something to pour on your, your cereal, or you want to put it in your tea,
you need coffee, to wet your whistle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just have a quick drink. Then you get, you have something that is utilitarian, because I wouldn't want to eat dry cereal. But if you think by pouring zero fat processed milk on your cereal you're going to get something out of it, you're kidding yourself, because you're not. But I thought it was interesting that they looked at these things from the cow's milk perspective, and then the vegan perspective, and the other kinds of things. Soy milk is not good for you. Soy products generally are not particularly good for you. Edamame is very good for you.
Don't they mess with your hormones, though?
Yes. Yeah. They screw up your hormones. So, all right, so that's that. Now, I have the pleasure of opening up a box of Sherry's Berries. And I just said to Kara, before we went back on the air, Jennifer, mm-hmm. they have all of this nutrition information.
And just throw that out.
Yeah, exactly.
Trust me, I made the mistake of just toss it away.
No, I was thinking, because you looked at yours. We all got boxes of Sherry's Berries yesterday. And they have this whole long thing on nutritional value. And I'm thinking, who cares about that? You have to toss that out. So anyway, here we have a very nice presentation.
And by the way, I did get mine. I just located them, and they're beautiful when you open the box. Yep. I mean, it kind of gives you that little excitement when you open the box.
All right, so here's what mine look like. See if yours look the same way. I have some dark chocolate with little chocolate pieces on it. Mm-hmm. I have some white chocolate with dark chocolate swirls on it. I have some milk chocolate with crumbled nuts on it, mm-hmm. And that seems to be the selection. So which one?
Oh, you didn't get the other ones? So I got all of those, and then I got some with, there's white chocolate with confetti.
No.
Jen, you got other ones, too? I have the same ones that Doug got. Jeez.
Yeah, and then I got the pink swirls. It's really cool the way they layer the dozen, and then they put the other dozen on top. That's really neat.
Are you pulling out a leg, or you get... You got twice as many as we did?
I was going to say, someone likes Jen more than they like us.
I wish I could keep it up without laughing. No, I got a dozen. They sound pretty delicious.
I was going to say, I'm sad I didn't bring any to work with me. Now I just have to sit here and listen to it and wait till I get home to eat them.
Well, I'll only eat one.
Which one did you go for first, the all chocolate?
No, I had the...
The nut?
I had the, 1, 2, 3, 4. I did the nut one.
There you go.
Yeah. With a milk chocolate. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now that I've, but I'll put these aside now, and we'll have another one in the next hour. Maybe while Ken is here. Sherry's Berries. Am I going to be able to get through this in my mouth? Still, you see, when you have something like that, when you're doing a radio program, it's your mouth is watering and it's hard to get through all of the things you need to say.
Yeah, that's why it's usually typical that radio people don't eat while they're on the air. But, you know, you break the molds, man.
I'm not too interested in what everybody else does. This is good stuff, though. Man, these are good. And you can see, if you go online, don't we have pictures of them posted on our social media?
I'm posting one of mine. I already took a picture, so you'll be looking at my box. Well, you'll be looking at my box of strawberries.
Yes, yes. The pictures are all over Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
I hate to do false advertisement.
Okay, I think I better take control of this conversation. Here, there, and you get all kinds of descriptions about what you can get. They have a fabulous selection of things at Sherry's Berries. But what you're most interested in now, after listening to us talk about it, you can bring yours in tomorrow, Kara, and you can eat one. You have Uncle Dougie's permission to eat one an hour on the air.
Well, I'll, tell you, about the one that I eat.
Okay.
And I'll eat the other ones secretly.
Oh.
That way I can eat multiple per hour.
I see. Okay. It can serve as breakfast, the breakfast of champions. All right. So here is talking about this gift. This is like something that you never have found before. If you haven't used these Sherry's
Berries. Very luxurious. Yeah.
Yeah, they really are. It's a smooth way of telling somebody that you love them, especially if you're tired of the same old routine every Valentine's Day. These are freshly dipped strawberries that start, excuse me, at $19.99. Look at me. Excuse me. All right, there it is. Okay. Now, you know what? That's what happens also. When you're eating and the air goes down as you're talking, sometimes it comes back up again, and I apologize for sounding like a gross pig. But it was worth it because there's something, the aftertaste that's still in there is really good. So you want to spoil your sweetheart, go online to visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Men and women both regale and love the thought of these Sherry's Berries. They are super, super well presented. Very classy. It looks like you've spent a lot of money. And yet you can start at $19.99. And if you want to double the number of berries, like Jennifer got twice as many, just $10 more. That's the way it works. So you want to spoil your Valentine? Visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, and click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in DJV, okay? Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, type in DJV, order Sherry's Berries today.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. 100 blooms of love plus a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only will also include free chocolates. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 8989. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 8989.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist, and I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own personal battle with insomnia led me to find the solution, and I've changed the lives of thousands with my revolutionary program, Sleep for Life. Sleep for Life is a powerful, effective way to transform the way you sleep safely and naturally without risky medication. It can alleviate tossing and turning and even chronic insomnia. I will help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer every single night. Go to sleepforlife.com now to start my...
why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Mars has a way of, I'm just sort of getting into him, has a way of bringing sort of an old feel to new music. And I mean that as a compliment, actually. Am I on the right track here, Jennifer, or not?
Yeah.
And talks to perform, actually, at the Grammy Awards, a tribute to Prince. I'm not sure at this moment whether Mars and another group will be performing songs by Prince, whether Mars will perform one of his own songs separately as part of the medley. They're still trying to figure that out.
Did they do a tribute to Prince last year, or did he pass away after the Grammys? He passed away in March, right?
Was it March? Almost.
I'm not sure. The Grammys probably.
Yeah, I know Madonna did a tribute, but I can't remember what that was at. If that was one of her own concerts, or
I think it was at an award show, but it was just kind of a lackluster tribute, as I recall. So Bruno Mars, I think if you're gonna have someone do a tribute to Prince, if it's not Justin Timberlake, it should be Bruno Mars, and this is a good choice.
Well, wasn't the time with Morris Day? Wasn't that Prince's nom de plume? Didn't he write things anonymously or under that name? Or was it another?
No.
Jamie Starr. It was Jamie Starr.
No, the reason that you're hearing Morris Day is that he's with Time.
Yeah.
And they might be part of the set at the Grammys.
Ah, okay. Time, as opposed to the old group, The Times, T-Y-M-E-S.
Correct, or The Time Out, which is what I used to play on all the time when I was a child. Yeah.
Yes. Time Out, Jennifer. Steve Miller in the musical news today. Every hour in this portion of the program, we have musical news. Apparently, Steve Miller is going to go on tour with Peter Frampton this summer. Now, I might want
you would
to take
like
that,
this, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think I might take that in. It starts in June in Homedale, New Jersey, and goes through the end of August, ending up at the Ironstone Amphitheater in California. Murphy's, California. Where's Murphy's, California?
I have no clue.
So anyway, these two have history together, going back to the beginning of their careers. Steve Miller said, Peter and I met at Olympic Studios in London in the 60s when we were both starting our recording careers. He was a wonderful guitarist and a songwriter, and he's even more so today. Over the years, we've played together in venues from theaters to football stadiums and everything in between. I'm looking forward to a summer of great music and exceptional performances and lots of fun because Peter's remarkable.
You know, and this is smart because this is something that's going to appeal to a slightly older demographic.
Yep.
But it's a demographic that has cash. And so a lot of times you see these people doing all these young concerts dedicated to young people, but you start tapping into that budget of someone and you put two big names together and they're going to toss over a little more for the tickets.
Yep. I would go to see them. All right. Also, speaking of that era of rock, Blondie is in the musical news today. The group, which obviously you may not know that Debbie Harry is the lead singer, but also in Blondie is Chris Stein, the guitarist, and Clem Burke is the drummer. They're going to go into the studio for their 11th album called Pollinator, which will be out sometime in May.
This is actually the first single that we hear.
Dropped out yesterday. Yeah, we're listening to that now. Let's crank it up and listen to it. See how Blondie sounds. They have the old touch.
The dampening sound of a heart.
Disco punk.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
You're smiling at me.
She was pretty outrageous when she was a kid.
Oh, yeah, total rocker.
Oh, my God.
This is cool. The cool thing about this album is that they're going to collaborate with some really big-name current performers. Sia is one, Joan Jett, Laurie Anderson, Johnny Marr, Blood Orange's Def Hynes. And this is pretty cool. I mean, you've got a lot of modern-day rockers combining with
Just said, where the modern rock is combining with some of the older rock to get an audience that's broader. That's really what it does. I've always been interested in her. She's a hot ticket, man, I'll tell you that. All right, Blondie and the Fogies at 28 after here with DJV.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How would you feel if one day you came home and someone suddenly appeared in your house and decided they weren't leaving? This new person is sleeping there, either in your bed or a nice new one of his own? Started eating your food or a different kind of food that even smelled better than the food that you are fed? What if other members of your family started making a big fuss over this newcomer and ignored you? You'd feel pretty bad, wouldn't you? In fact, there's a good possibility you'd start resenting the newcomer. Well, that's often how an existing pet feels when a new pet suddenly appears on the scene. That's why it's so important that pet guardians like you use a little first pet psychology. It's important to make the pet that's there originally feel that the best thing that ever happened was the arrival of the new pet. Everyone's going to want to come in and ooh and ah over the new pet, make them stop, and spend plenty of time, plenty of attention with the old pet. Give them opportunity to work out any problems on neutral territory, and I promise you'll come home one day and they will be sleeping whisker to whisker. I'm Warren Eckstein.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist, and I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own personal battle with insomnia led me to find the solution, and I've changed the lives of thousands with my revolutionary program, Sleep for Life. Sleep for Life is a powerful, effective way to transform the way you sleep safely and naturally without risky medication. It can alleviate tossing and turning and even chronic insomnia. I will help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer every single night. Go to sleepforlife.com now to start my audio program risk-free for a full 30 days. I personally guarantee you'll experience better sleep after 30 days or it's free. Let me prove it to you. Go to sleepforlife.com for your risk-free trial. That's sleepforlife.com. Sleep.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Here. I am friendly Doug Steffen. She's friendly Jennifer Horn. Friendly Victoria Keelan is having some blood work done at the moment. And then we have friendly Kara Schillen at the friendly controls of our friendly originating network, Friendly Radio America. The situation, what the heck, people are asking, is going on with Australia. A report came out that President Trump called the Australian Prime Minister. And it was reported it was his worst call by far with any world leaders. He labeled the refugee swap deal with Australia as dumb.
Well, and it kind of is. I mean, maybe I need more information.
Well, explain.
About
this. He says it was the worst deal ever. He said, if I'm reading this correctly, he accused the Prime Minister trying to export the next Boston bomber.
Well, and that's what this is that these in Australia, apparently, there is a group of refugees who are in detention centers. over there, and somehow the U.S. signed a deal with them to take these people.
1,200 of them.
It's 1,200, and it's not clear whether or not these are people in detention centers just because they have no place to go, or if these are people who have been doing bad things, and that's why they're in this detention center. It's unclear at this point, but... Still, why would the United States? I mean, we're taking in our own refugees. We have people already coming here.
Criminals.
Why would we be taking some from Australia?
No.
Hey, I mean, I'm all about diplomacy, and that's one thing I will say. Even though I'm a fan of Donald Trump, that he's missing is this piece of the statesmanship is missing from him. But at the same time, there's some really stupid deals, and people take advantage of the United States, or they have in the past, in the past few decades, they take advantage of us because we're supposed to be the big brother. You deal with your own problems. Come on.
Well, interesting. Last night, Trump tweeted that he was going to study this quote-unquote dumb deal and see what it really amounts to. But on the surface, it does seem to be a dumb deal. Frankly.
Well, we also hired, I mean, one of the reasons he got elected was because people trusted him to make better deals for the American people. And so he should be, at this point, doing exactly that. He should be going through every deal that America's involved with to see if it makes sense for the country.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's look at it the other way. They can have an argument and disagree and whatever, but the Australians are not going to go to war with America. So
this is
other
true.
Than that, just okay. So they have a disagreement, and Trump hangs up, and so whatever. It's not diplomatic, but it gets the point across. And that the point is that Trump's not going to be bullied or pushed around by people, whether it's a tactful way of doing it or not. Remains to be seen. I think we'd all like to see a little more tact and a little less tweeting, actually. But it is, as Jennifer points out correctly, why the hell are we getting involved in things like that if it is what it seems to be on the surface? There's nothing in it for us at all, is there? I mean, what's in it for us? Hello? Knock, knock. Anybody home? Also, another, okay, here are a couple of other examples of our tax dollars at work, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
A teacher at the Holmes Middle School in Dallas placed on administrative leave after a student recorded a nearly 7-minute profanity-filled rant he delivered to his students. This particular student's mother took the tape to the school principal, who asked her to destroy the video and do nothing with it. That isn't what happened, obviously, because people know about it. But can you imagine? I guess I can see... some of the principals around these days don't have a lot of guts. But to tell her, I mean, how stupid is that? Somebody's sitting there with a tape playing it for you, or I guess it was probably an iPhone, who knows what kind of a device it was. And he thinks by telling her to get rid of it that it's going to go away.
Well, yeah, it's so hard to believe how out of touch some people are.
It is rashly,
I mean,
yes.
It's so, so easy to put something like that on the internet.
Yeah.
And then let everyone know, and then as the principal, like, I mean, I would be surprised if this principal doesn't lose their job as well.
Yeah. Right. As well, perhaps this person will ought to lose his job. All right, let's see what else. Your tax dollars at work in Anne Arundel County, near you, Tara.
Hey, that's
Tara.
Where I'm from.
Yep.
What
All
city
right.
is it?
So here's a 911. What do we call it now? It's 911 is the day, so it's 911. Dial 911 for an operator. There's an emergency. This operator reassigned after repeatedly telling a caller to stop whining. The caller's father and his fiance had just been struck by a hit-and-run driver. The father died, and this young girl is calling, crying, and the operator says, "Stop your whining." There you go. That's what somebody wants.
My good old hometown, Anne Arundel County. Love it.
Lots of compassion there.
Yeah,
lots of it. All right, let's see here. The Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination says the state's new ban on gender identity discrimination means that churches have to allow people to use the bathroom of their choice when holding a secular event. So if your church is going to have a spaghetti supper and you've invited lots of folks from town and there happens to be a transgender person who comes in, it's open to the general public, therefore you use the bathroom, circumstance changes. So a church can say you can't do that, but they're holding a secular event like a dinner or a fundraiser.
Or a carnival or something, right?
Yeah, right, anything like that, then you can't. But that was studied by the Mass Commission to get
something kind of interesting here?
Yes.
is you know, obviously the big news this week has been that Judge Neil Gorsuch has been nominated for the Supreme Court. And so one of the first cases, if he gets confirmed and sits with the court as he should probably in April when they go back into session, this will be one of the first things that he'll actually hear. The first trial is, departments of education require public schools to have transgender bathrooms?
Which way do you think that'll blow?
Excuse me. A little cough. I don't know, but that's interesting. It's all the way up to the Supreme Court. Now, imagine when it was on just a small level in North Carolina, on the federal level. It'll be interesting to see what they have to say about that.
That's what you get for eating those Sherry's berries while you're on the air. You're talking about me eating this stuff.
Actually, you know, it was a strawberry. It was. I ate the Sherry's berries, and then I made my protein shake with the strawberry, and it was a strawberry seed. I don't know who's guilty, but I apologize.
Here's the story of Hazel Juco, who's a senior at John Glenn High School in Michigan. She posted a photo of the discolored water coming out of the tap. You know how much trouble there's been in Michigan. So she posts they turn on the sink and it's all dirty, dark, smelly water. So she posts it on social media because she's hoping that it might spur some action. It did. She was suspended from school
For posting the picture.
Exactly. Yep. There you go. That's what a wonderful way to teach kids how to use their mind, if you will. Let's see here. Here's the story of Greg Hughes, former director of the Veterans Crisis Line, says that more than one-third of all the calls to the suicide prevention number go unanswered because of the work habits by those manning the lines. Also, issues many employees leave before their shifts are over because they don't have any supervision. There you go. There's your tax dollars at work. The guy that was sworn in yesterday, I can't remember his name. You might
Rex
remember
Tillerson?
No. He's Secretary of State. The guy in charge of Veterans Affairs.
The VA.
I'm trying to find his name, and I can't quickly.
He's the one that was there under Obama, actually.
No, I think, is he really? I thought the testimony he gave, I didn't think it was the same guy, suggested that he was going to clean the situation up.
He's going to drain the swamp.
Right.
David Shulkin is his name. That's the VA secretary.
He's staying? What's he done so far, though?
That was the question. He was, like I said, he's the Obama pick, but I think he's been in the position relatively for just a short amount of time. So I guess.
Yeah, I'll leave him there and see what he can do.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. In a moment, we're going to check television news. Facebook is going to compete with TV, and there's a death of someone that, the big story is probably who's leaving NBC. Who's going, who's coming, if you will. So we'll start with that in a moment here as Jennifer and I look at the television situation. It's 43 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Samsung Electronics America and Jackson Hewitt Tax Service, who are partnering to help customers buy a big screen TV in time for the big game. Samsung is offering a $50 rebate check on a qualifying Samsung TV exclusively for Jackson Hewitt customers. Jackson Hewitt is promoting the Samsung offer to its clients across its 6,000 locations nationwide. Jackson Hewitt is also making Express Refund Advance, a no-fee 0% APR loan offered by MetaBank, available to clients looking to bridge the gap. Approved clients may receive up to $1,300 the same day they complete their taxes with Jackson Hewitt. This promotion is important this year as millions of taxpayers may experience refund delays. To receive a rebate check for $50, consumers need to file their tax returns at any Jackson Hewitt location before April 18, 2017 and purchase a qualifying Samsung television before April 23, 2017. Then they submit a claim form at samsungpromotions.com/taxtime before April 30, 2017. Terms and conditions apply to all offers. To learn more, visit jacksonhewitt.com/samsung.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, Joe Powell Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and
nothing. At 46 past the hour, the news from NBC is that they want to try to create a better than Fox situation at NBC. They want to be the new Fox. And that's why they hired Megyn Kelly. They got some other people from, I guess, is Greta Van Susteren? She's going over there too, isn't she?
Greta's at MSNBC already,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, she's already there. Anyway, so the co-anchor, Tamron Hall, yesterday said she was leaving. She's hurt and offended, apparently. She wasn't told until she was just about to go on the air last week that she's being replaced by Megyn Kelly. And that one of the cardinal rules for broadcasters, mm-hmm. I would say this, if anybody came into the studio when I actually worked for somebody else and told me how to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I would tell them to get the you-know-what out of the studio, even if I get fired once for doing that. You don't come into the studio while you're on the air. Commercial breaks.
That's true, because it's yeah, you got to do it after you get off the air.
You got to do it right, exactly.
But, you know, TV and radio, to some extent, it's really not for the faint of heart. I mean,
No.
This is not uncommon. I mean, she's lucky they even told her. I mean, I guess it's kind of weird they told her before she went on the air.
Yeah.
But typically, they tell you after you're done so that you can't make a big deal about it on the air, and then they escort you out to your car. I mean, it's really weird.
Yeah. So she's been around since 2007. So she's leaving. Who knows? Al Roker is smarter than she is. NBC will outlast all of them. And Roker's
a company
fixture.
Guy, too.
He's a company mm-hmm. guy. He's done very well with them, and they've done well with him being
And
there.
He's humble enough to know that he's in a place where people love him.
Yep.
The fans love him. People would be upset if he
very
left.
Popular.
Nobody
cares about Tamron Hall. Who cares?
I didn't even know who she was, to be honest.
Megyn Kelly is there. Who cares?
I know Megyn Kelly. I had no idea who Tamron Hall was.
But they're neither of them a reason to watch NBC. Al Roker is a reason to watch NBC.
He's likable.
Yeah. Facebook is competing with television for ad dollars. They have that huge, what do they have, a billion and a half? How many people follow Facebook now? Isn't it a billion and a half or more?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, everybody is on Facebook now.
Yeah. So, anyway, they're going to go after some ad dollars from television by creating, with their huge audience, some kind of a television reality. I don't know what that means. They want to have a television sort of a quasi-network.
They want to start creating programming.
Like Netflix does and HBO does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, does that work?
I think it does. I mean, look at when you watch like these award shows. We're in the middle of award season.
Yep.
When you see the awards going to TV, now instead of going to the networks or even the cable channels, now it's going to Netflix, to Hulu, to Amazon, to people who are creating content. So I think Facebook is probably pretty smart if they want to continue to compete.
All right. The passing of Frank Pellegrino from The Sopranos.
Oh, he's a friend
72.
Of mine.
He was a friend of yours?
Yeah, very, pretty sad for him. He's such a character. Had the opportunity to dine at Rao's, which not many people did. It was very tough mm-hmm. to get into that restaurant.
Yeah,
and
New York restaurant.
In Harlem, in New York. Hard to get to, hard to find, but once you get there, amazing. Amazing experience. And he would walk around and sing with the jukebox. He'd sing My Girl. He'd sing all of the hits that you love, Dougie. And just an amazing spirit to this guy. And he also had an acting career. He was on The Sopranos.
Yeah, there's some other stuff, too. He was
sure.
Goodfellas. All right, Jen, what's on TV tonight that's good?
All right, TV tonight. We've got a brand new show, a couple of new shows, actually, on CBS, Superior Donuts, which I'm all about the donuts. It's a new comedy featuring Jed Hirsch about a donut shop in a gentrified Chicago neighborhood. The cast also includes Katie Sagal, so that should be a good one. CBS at 8:30, and then a Training Day premieres based on the Denzel Washington film featuring Bill Paxton.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, It wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Easier. That's what this program is all about. I guess both these programs are about that. My program's about that. And so is Tom Kreitler's radio home, his money pit, which is the name of his book, by the way. Your Guide to Home Improvement. You can get it on Amazon. My Home, My Money Pit. Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti host this weekly program which deals with home improvement. And he blesses us every week with his presence, and with him he brings questions from the audience that once in a while we get to sometimes,
once in a while,
something more important, like what's going on in my house.
Yeah.
But today I promise we're going to answer some important questions from Tommy the K right after this.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only, we'll also include free chocolates. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 4646. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates, starting at $19.99. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 4646. That's proflowers.com, code 4646.
All right, 55 past the hour. Tom Kreitler with a question now from Ricardo, who has a heat pump that blows cold air. That's a problem. You got a heat pump blowing cold air. Something is wrong. And so what are the suggestions other than to get a new one? What do we tell this guy?
Well, you know, it's interesting because he also said that it blows cold air unless he turns the thermostat all the way up. And there's a reason for that is because heat pumps are designed to only maintain the temperature differential of about 2 degrees. So what that means is if you set your temperature, say, for 72, if the temperature in the house falls to 71 or 70, the heat pump comes on. It's basically kind of the air conditioning system in working backwards. That's how you get the heat. But if it falls to 69, 68, there's a backup resistance side to this that comes on, but that's straight electric heat. So when you jam the thermostat all the way up, you're getting heat that's coming out, you know, really hot. But when you keep it down to where it's sort of set it and forget it, then it's a steady amount of heat. So if you have a heat pump, what you want to do is set the thermostat at whatever temperature you're comfortable with and avoid springboarding it up and down like you would if you had a gas system. Now, there are special clock setback thermostats that move this heat ever so slowly to prevent you from turning on that resistance heat unless you really, really need it. But the other common complaint about heat pumps is if the duct configuration is such where you're getting the air blowing on you, that's where you feel the chill, because instead of that air coming out, Doug, at 100 or 110 degrees, you know, it's coming out at like 90 degrees. So it definitely comes out at a lower temperature than what your HVAC system typically does if it's gas or oil fired, but it will still provide plenty of heat for the house as long as you know how to use it. It's kind of an operational issue.
I have I'm in this house I moved into last spring. The old house that I built 38 years ago had hot air and air conditioning and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. This house is hot water and has the old registers. And I have, I'm not here much in the wintertime, so I haven't had a chance to use it. But this week I've been home, and man, is it hot in my bedroom. My God, I've got all the windows open because we can't find a happy medium.
Is this steam or is it hot water?
No, it's hot water.
It's hot water. You're going to have to adjust the zones on that. But I tell you what, there's nothing better than hot water heat in terms of this warm, moist heat that that really does a great job of filling the house with.
So you don't need to have, in the old house, we needed a humidifier. And this one,
not with hot water. Absolutely.
You don't need it with hot water.
Only with furnaces.
We're trying to adjust the, you know, some of these registers are old, and the adjustment on them, if you have, there's a valve.
When you say register, you mean the radiator, right?
The radiator, right.
Right.
And the valve hasn't been messed with for years.
Right.
You've got to put
a
pipe
wrench
out.
Yeah, that's very common. They get stuck. Yeah. You may just have a plumber come in and loosen everything up.
No. We're not doing
it
yourself. Plumber. I got my own pipe wrench.
All right.
And I'll just go at it, and I'll call you if I have a problem.
Yeah, you're going to call when you have a problem in the water. When the radiator starts leaking all over the place.
Wow.
Man.
We already had a freeze. There's a sun porch on the back of the house.
Right.
And it has heater in it. And somehow or other, I left the window open back there or something.
It froze.
And it got really cold and froze. And so one of the guys came in to check the house. And there was water all over the place back
there.
Yeah,
that'll happen. Hot water actually freezes before cold water.
That's what I heard. Yes, and it did a nice job of freezing and then thawing out. You're going everywhere. All right, so I only had, we got one question answered. That
there
was
you
pretty
go.
Good. Yeah. Tom.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.